Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me in the program. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. Banff Council met on Monday, and I understand some decisions were made with regards to the new affordable housing complex that's being built on. You're calling it Deer Lane now?
On Deer Lane, that's correct, and we're very excited. Council yesterday approved what's called the scope of work. The scope of work enables administration to provide specifications to potential architects and builders.
Some of the initiatives seem to really be about keeping the units in that affordability spectrum.
Yeah, that for sure is a filter for council. For example, we're going to be putting parking in, and if tenants need parking, it will be available to them, but it will be at a fee. We will definitely have covered bike parking, and it's within 100 meters of a transit stop, so we're encouraging, of course, people to use other forms of transportation. But if you have a car, there'll be a place for it, but it would be at a cost. The same with, for instance, we're going to build additional storage space. Every unit will have some form of storage included in their rent, but there'll be additional storage options available at a cost. And the whole intention is so that tenants who need certain things can pay for them, but not at the cost of increasing monthly costs to all tenants in the building.
It seems like you're trying to build nice units as well. I mean, talking about communal space, talking about barrier-free units and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we had great discussions around amenity space. We certainly plan to have some communal space. It could be used for play areas and barbecue areas. We talked a lot about size of the units, balconies on some of the units, and the whole idea of that we need this to be affordable and efficient, but we also need the products in those units to be durable and there for a long time. There was considerable discussion about making a percentage of the units barrier-free, and what that means is wider doors, larger bathrooms, access to multiple floors, and council determined that the target would be 5% of the units will be built to barrier-free standards and that an elevator will be required. The elevator was a big discussion point because it's a capital and operating cost, but we also learned that it can actually help us in efficiency of usable space in the building.
So what's the next step with the Deer Lane complex?
Overall, council approved proceeding with the request for proposal process, and the next step is going to be issuing that RFP and receiving proposals, going through the design and development process, and then that will all come back to council in June to approve the actual expenditure cost of the development. And as I said earlier, this is incredibly rewarding to start actually seeing this project take shape.
A lot of this information, I understand, as well as a lot more information, will be available on Wednesday night at the Fenlands. What's going on?
Yes, we have our Connect 2016. We've been doing this event for a few years now. It's a great opportunity for community engagement. Council really appreciates when people come out and do engage with us and with our staff and learn about things that are going on. It's Wednesday at the Fenlands from 3:30 till 7. This year, for the first time, I'll be speaking at 6 o'clock and making some comments on some of these topics that we're talking about. We will be giving away green lids compostable bins again this year, and that's for storing and disposing of food waste in Banff. And then we're going to have topics that are of interest to our residents: summer traffic management, affordability programs, recreation programs, our solar incentive program. And certainly we like to talk about Banff's underworld as well, our wastewater system, and things that people try to flush through it that they really shouldn't.
Connect 2016, Wednesday, 3:30 to 7 at the Fenlands. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for the update today.
Thank you, Rob.